It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Today we're looking back at some of our favorite author interviews from 2014. In 1996, Olympic wrestling gold medalist Dave Schultz was shot to death by John DuPont on the Foxcatcher Farms estate in Pennsylvania. What followed was sensational media coverage and a murder trial. DuPont was found guilty and died in prison. A movie about these events called Foxcatcher was recently released in theaters. There is also a corresponding book written by Schultz's brother and fellow gold medalist, Mark Schultz. We spoke with Mark Schultz in November about the true story behind his brother's murder. Mr. Schultz explained to us that although he and his brother were Olympic medalists, they were still struggling to make ends meet, which led to their connection with millionaire philanthropist John DuPont.
He saw a sport of the toughest men on earth that were destitute financially. At least I was. I know a lot of people weren't, but I certainly was. I got fired from Stanford, and that forced me into a desperate financial situation with no car, no health insurance, no job, no money. And that, I mean, I just, you know, he was allowed to basically, you know, buy into the sport and for pennies on the dollar. And he wanted all of us to lie for him and say that what a great leader and mentor and all this stuff. And he wasn't any of those things, but he just paid us. And, you know, it was like part of our deal was, you know, if I'm going to pay you to compete and do nothing else but compete, you're going to lie for me. And, you know, I had a very difficult time, you know, and there's actually a scene in the movie that describes this. It's just a very odd person. You know, he didn't really, I mean, he was an athlete, but he didn't really earn the respect that, you know, and I knew this was going to happen. I knew if he got into the sport of wrestling was just going to chew him up and spit him out. And it did.
Did he know anything about wrestling? Was he really a coach?
No. He was the opposite of a coach. He was a bad example. We coached him. He was the biggest loser on earth, but he just inherited all this money, and he was the only guy in the country willing to pay us to just compete. And with Title IX wiping out all the men's wrestling programs, he was the only game in town. So, and USA Wrestling wasn't paying us to compete, you know, and we're supposed to compete against professional Russians. You know, these guys that are, you know, they're paid by the government. They're one of the highest paid citizens in the Soviet Union and other Eastern Bloc countries. And, you know, and here we were trying to defeat them, and it was just an impossible situation. So I was very vulnerable to having my stability destabilized. DuPont took advantage of that, and you know, I never had a stable training environment, even at Foxcatcher, where you'd think, you know, I he brought me there thinking this was just going to be a normal average assistant coaching job with a normal average salary, but it wasn't. It was completely different. If I would have known what the job really was, I would have asked for $500,000 a year.
Well, prior to January of 1996, John DuPont, as strange as he had behaved, prior to 1996, in January, when he shot your brother multiple times and killed him, was there any point at which you and your brother Dave thought that he was ultimately capable of doing what he did, of committing murder?
No. No one ever expected him to commit a murder. I mean, he carried a gun around with him, but he was a pentathlete, and shooting is one of the events. And he had a shooting range on the farm, and he would shoot his gun there. And, you know, he was a good marksman. That's, you know, so him carrying a gun around didn't really surprise us. We had no fear of him, you know.
You wrote that during their 48-hour standoff with DuPont, after he shot and killed your brother, the police warned you to stay away, and that they were right to do it because you would have killed John DuPont if you had had the chance. Talk to me about, as tough as I'm sure it was, and as much as I hate to ask you to relive it, those 48 hours had to have been just unspeakable.
Well, the 48 hours was nothing compared to the phone call I got from my dad telling me that DuPont had shot and killed Dave. you know, I knew he'd be apprehended. They had him surrounded, just a matter of time. They actually froze him out, turned off the heat, and he called some negotiator and said, I need to come outside and turn the heat back on. I said, okay, we'll allow you to do that. And then they apprehended him.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and my guest is Olympic gold medalist Mark Schultz, author of a book called Foxcatcher, The True Story of My Brother's Murder, John DuPont's Madness, and the Quest for Olympic Gold. Was it tough writing this book, Mark, and having to relive so much of this of the tragic death of your brother?
It was painful, but it was cathartic in a way. I wrote it after I won UFC 9. Basically, winning the UFC allowed me to go out a winner. And because I did that, I got so excited. And I thought, you know, I've had this life that's got so many highs and lows. I need to write it all down. So I did. And then I sent it out to a bunch of my friends. And it eventually made its way into the hands of director Bennett Miller.
What did you think of the movie?
I think it's the greatest movie. I mean, I'm biased, obviously, but honestly, I think it's going to go down as one of the greatest films of all time. It's really a sublime piece of work. The performances are incredible. You know, I kind of ignored Steve Carell the first three times I saw the movie because I have such a negative association for DuPont. But this last time, I really focused on his performance, and I came to really have a deep appreciation for his talent, and for all the actors and the director. I mean, Channing Tatum is just incredible.
Channing Tatum plays
Mark Ruffalo.
Channing Tatum plays you in the movie. What did you think of how he portrayed you?
Well, I think he got me down pretty well because this is the way I was when I was competing. I didn't talk. I was if you would have known me when I was competing, you'd have thought I was a deaf mute. But it wasn't because I wasn't intelligent. It was because remaining silent serves several purposes. People don't know what you're thinking. They quit asking you questions. They don't ask you to teach them any techniques. They get uncomfortable and intimidated, and you know all they have to go on is your physical performance, and it puts pressure on you to ratchet up the levels of your performance. And so, you know, it just, and bottom line is words never won me a match.
And it sounds like you and your brother had quite a rivalry. Is that reflected in the movie?
Yes. There's a scene that portrays that rivalry very well. And actually, it portrays the entire relationship in a matter of minutes. It's really a piece of genius artwork by director Bennett Miller.
One last question I wanted to ask you, and that is, talking about John DuPont and the manipulator that he was and how he got his foothold, as it were, in this sport, even though he wasn't qualified to do what he did other than having a lot of money. Have things changed in the amateur sports world, particularly with regard to amateur wrestling, to the point where could a John DuPont get involved in the sport the same way that this guy did back in the 90s?
Well, Mike Novogratz, he's formed Beat the Streets, and he's got involved with sports. He's one of the heaviest hitters on Wall Street. And, he gives money to athletes that win World and Olympic gold. But other than that, there's no real there's now the Olympic resident training program at the USOTC, U.S. Olympic Training Center. But there's no money for the top wrestlers to compete. So things have changed a little, but that's nowhere near what the kind of support that the Russians get from their government.
That was Mark Schultz talking about his book, Foxcatcher, and his experience with John DuPont. His story is now a major motion picture by the same name. Coming up, Eat, Pray, Love author Elizabeth Gilbert will talk about her latest novel, The Signature of All Things, and her return to fiction after 12 years. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.